In California's Central Valley, thousands of people are now reporting that their wells have run dry. Even some entire towns are close to running out of water due to the historic drought in the state. There are lots of steps in the works to address this crisis, but as NPR's Kirk Sigler reports, there are also worries these fixes might not work in the long run.
Rural Tulare County, California is now being called the epicenter of this drought, and here's why. At least 1,300 residential wells have now run dry, affecting at least 7,000 people. When your tap starts spitting out air here, Paul Boyer and his team are who you call.
They're hot. A little hot there.
Under a punishing mid-afternoon sun, Boyer is helping muscle down five of these hefty 400-pound water tanks from a semi-flatbed. He helps run a local nonprofit that's in charge of distributing the 2,500-gallon tanks to drought victims.
You know, we've done this before.
Yeah.
You want me to move my rental car?
These are the kinds of tanks you see attached to homes in many parts of the developing world. In Tulare County, it's an urgent matter. So far, only about 150 of them have been distributed.
That means actually there's more than 1,100 homes that don't have this.
Now, if you're without water, these tanks are definitely a lifeline. They can supply a typical family for about 2 weeks.
This should only be a temporary solution because hauled water is very expensive. But without this, it's difficult for people to stay in their homes because you need that water for flushing your toilet, taking a bath, washing your dishes.
A temporary solution. It's why Boyer is trying to keep an eye on the long term. One plan is to try to get people in rural areas hooked on to municipal water systems. That's what's going on outside the small town of Farmersville. This is a largely poor neighborhood just outside the city limits, mostly farm workers. People raise chickens and goats under improvised backyard shelters. In Frank Zamora's dusty front yard, even the cactus looks wilted. Next to it, he's just dug an open trench that leads out to the street. Now, thanks to a $1 million grant, he and his neighbors are about to hook on to city water, which is good because Zamora figures his taps will run completely dry any day now.
When I water, maybe let's say for 10, 15 minutes, then it'll start throwing air already, so I gotta stop. Wait for the well to go back up, and then I could use the water again.
The idea is that by hooking people like Zamora onto a municipal water system, the risk is spread out, and cities are in a better position to regulate and control what water is left. They also have more money, typically, and could possibly afford to drill new, deeper wells. At least that's the thinking, anyway.
I feel a little bit of security, and hopefully we'll get some, we're all hoping for some rain, so if not, we're going to be in a big jam.
And that's just it. Just because you're hooked up to a city system doesn't necessarily mean there will always be water. This drought is so bad that if it goes on much longer, the worry is that cities in the Central Valley will also start running out of water. Now, most cities here are already completely dependent on underground aquifers, and groundwater is getting depleted at a record pace.
Hi, my name is Milt Stowe. I'm the mayor of Porterville for approximately a year, just a little over a year.
Porterville has been distributing water to about 7,000 people in a neighborhood just outside the city limits, where most of the wells have also run dry. The city has set up water distribution centers where people can fill up jugs and barrels for free and also take a shower. But Mayor Stowe is trying to figure out how much longer his city can reasonably do this.
That is a big concern because it's going to put our city in jeopardy. We weren't counting on using the water for the incorporated areas, but we can't let them go without water.
Stowe says Porterville has enough water to supply its people through this summer, but even this fall, that's an open question.
It's very stressful. It has come to a point where we're getting close to figure out something else to do. Getting water from other areas, and we're going to have to start begging.
Begging for water. People here are worried, and some are even considering packing up and leaving altogether. At one of Porterville's volunteer-run aid stations, Humberto Hernandez is loading up his Suburban with donated cases of bottled water. He's grateful for the help. His taps ran dry 6 months ago. He and his wife have three kids at home, including a six-month-old baby.
It's muy difícil porque
Hernandez, who's lived here for 30 years, says it's been tough, and the family can't live like this much longer. They'll wait it out another month.
Tengo mucha familia en Brighton, Colorado.
We have lots of family in Colorado, he says. The drought isn't as bad there, and there are farm jobs. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Porterville, California.